This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour in studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we started the show going through a list of five reasons that one particular individual is not a self-described anarchist. And then we got sidetracked with callers. And your calls and thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE. And the topic du jour is Ian Freeman, who is not on the air tonight.
Uh-oh.
So we're doing our best to tell you what Ian thinks about things or where Ian has a position on things, and it would probably be best to hold your calls about Ian until Ian is on the air. But nonetheless, we will take your calls, 855-450-FREE, and also on Skype to username lrn.fm. And we go to Skype, where we have Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Will.
How are we doing? All right, guys? Enjoying
yes.
our evening?
Yeah, we're doing good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome. So, about an hour ago, the fundraising for Ramadan at Porkfest has been suspended indefinitely. We have stopped all efforts to continue to raise money to attend Porkfest this year. No LRN, no Free State Prod, no Free Talk Live, no Ian Freeman for us means no Porkfest.
So for people that aren't familiar with Ramadan at Porkfest, can you explain what that was?
Well, for the last 2 years, Muslims for Liberty has come to Porkfest. We've run probably the second largest vending stall at the festival, and we've served the most economically affordable meals at Porkfest during the day, and then at night we close down our ability to charge for meals and then give away those meals to the tune of 400 to 600 meals every night, absolutely free, starting at sundown.
And that will not be happening this year.
No, it does not look as though it will. It's a $4,000 venture for us to put that event on. And this year, that event was going to cost us more because we planned on we were about two thirds of the way to our goal to raise enough money to rent out two spots in Agoura Valley, and we also had 8 volunteers from various states that were in the process of buying their tickets. I actually have 2 volunteers that I'm going to have to reimburse. I will personally pay them for their tickets out of my pocket. Because we will no longer be going, so the tickets will no longer be necessary. If we're not going, neither are they. So that's 8 tents, that's 8 camping sites, 2 vending sites, and 13 tickets. So you do the math, and that's what no Ramadan at Porkfest this year has cost the Free State Project in money, just this year. So,
this is just the step. I mean, this just happened today. We already have a big vendor who's already going to boycott. This is a boycott, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely, and I'm not the only one who's considering it. There are a number. I've been talking to people all day. There are a number of other vendors who see that because of the fact that there's probably going to be a lot of people not showing up. Most likely it will not be in our financial interests to come either. Mm. If vendors can't make money because you have some of the, tons of people who refuse to come, then vendors don't make money, and vendors come to make money. So if you create a situation where a boycott happens and it's no longer financially feasible for vendors to show up, without vendors, then, you know, you have speeches, and that's it.
Right.
And if no one shows for those, you know, I mean, the only way to get the public's attention is their wallet. That's what boycotts, that's why the market exists.
Hit them where it hurts.
The cost of a Porkfest ticket has lost its value today. It is no longer worth the price of the ticket. When you close down the media room, which anyone who's gone has to admit, is a huge central part of the event.
Mm-hmm.
When you cancel a central part of the event like that, there's going to be a reaction from the attendees. And it's the attendees who are displeased with the fact that the Free State Project basically bans anyone who says anything controversial in the name of saving their own face, rather than standing for freedom and saying, this guy may have said something controversial. He's free to say that, and we'll defend him saying that because we're a freedom organization. Rather banning anyone who says something controversial, that shows me that I can do the same thing here. See, I can stay here in Tennessee and be blacklisted by people for saying things that are controversial, not spend thousands of dollars to move to another state, not move out of the state with the lowest cost of living in the country, not put my family in a financial bind in order to come to New Hampshire, not do all of those things, and still get blacklisted for saying controversial things right here. So why would I put my effort and my money and the stress on my family into moving there or into coming there to promote an event? What if I say something? I mean, these are atheists. Imagine if I, as a Muslim, said something controversial and somebody got their panties in a wad. If they'll throw atheists under the bus this quick who have worked with their organization for over a decade, I can't imagine how badly they would throw me and my community under the bus when we've only been there for 3 years.
Or any other community, any other religious community or things like that. And that's why, you know, I divorce myself of something that I was never married to. I guess that's what I'm saying, is the Free State Project to me was an idea, and it caused me to think about things and where I was at in my life and what some of the benefits may be of moving to New Hampshire.
You know, Ian said something very, very important, and he said that schisms are healthy.
And That's why I started the Schism State Project, where I'm trying to find 20,000 people to kick out of the Schism State Project. I've already had one person sign up and immediately get kicked out. Will, would you like to be next?
Sure, why not? I mean, you're
Schism State Project participant number two and the second to be kicked out. Conan, finish your thought about
Schism. I mean, this is really important, especially among people who are principled. Because that's all we talk about is what is right, what is gray, what is black. And this is a prime example of the freedom people becoming statists. They're doing exactly what they've been preaching against. Freedom of speech, one of the most important of rights. They're just saying, no. We're a community. We can do this. And, yes, they can do this. But when they squash it the way they do it, they're shooting themselves in the foot. Especially among one of the guys who has brought so many people. I was brought to this movement because of Ian Freeman, and you know he might have something that I find untasteful, and I do.
I do too.
But I know that what he has said is right, and I knew his relationship, and I know that his relationship was right, and. And it might be something I find untasteful, but it's freedom of speech, man.
And I sit here and I go, well, look at the ACLU and how many, I'm guessing hundreds of thousands of dollars at least, the ACLU has spent over the last 20, 30 years defending the rights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about hateful speech and horrible speech, and they've defended the speech of lots of other groups that many people would find distasteful. So, you know, how can an organization that is supposed to be promoting liberty in our lifetime not defend difficult? Now, it's fine if you don't want to associate, and it's fine if you want to say, you know what, we don't want to have this type of person. We're not going to pay or sponsor something at our event, and they're free because that is their right of association. But that doesn't mean that everybody who ever moved up here belongs to them, that we have to agree. We don't.
Maybe it's time for a schism. Maybe it is.
I don't think there was ever anything to schism from. Like I said, no secret decoder ring, no membership card.
Right.
I don't belong to anything. I am me.
You'll get your decoder ring in the mail next week, maybe. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. We've been talking about the decision by the Free State Project to not invite Ian Freeman and say that he is uninvited and not welcome at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Of course, you don't have to talk about that. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE and on Skype to username lrn.fm. We go back to the phones where Andy is in Texas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, fellas, you know, I'm just a little discouraged here. I mean, N is like a staple to this program. I mean, without his opinions and his broad thought about everything, it makes the show, you know, a little less interesting and stuff. I just think he's a fantastic person. You know, it is Free Talk Live, so, I mean, why can't he share his opinions and whatnot? And I know people...
This is Ian's night off, so just because Ian takes Thursdays off does not mean that Ian's not on the show.
No, I didn't know. I'm not suggesting that he's not on the show. I just think people are coming down too hard on this gentleman. And, you know, and this whole Free State Project thing that they're banning and stuff, I just think it's crazy. I mean, this guy has his own thoughts. He's doing his own thing. He wants to be who he wants to be. He's not doing it in animosity. He's not saying things or doing things in animosity. He's just being himself. And this is what's wrong with this country, is that we are just not allowed to be ourselves. And
it's too PC. This country is too PC every single day, every single organization.
Exactly. Political correctness has blown this place up. But now I want to go to another thing. I just want to say something nice about the guy, because I really enjoy his commentary. Sometimes he cuts me off. Sometimes he bites my head off. But you know what? I enjoy the fact that he has his own opinion, and he needs to move on. I get it. But I want to move on to this this whole natural rights. I mean, really, let's define that. What the heck are those things? Because if they're natural rights, one must presume that somebody gave them to us, and God or whoever you might claim it is, and how can anybody take that away from you if they're natural rights? I mean, you guys were talking about this earlier in the show, and I mean, I'm just puzzled. I mean, because if they're natural rights, that means they're ours. Nobody can take them from us, and yet they're taken from us all the time.
I think the subject of that article was, how do you defend natural rights? And of course, they were going out of that. They weren't just talking about freedom of speech and freedom to live and freedom to property. They were talking about freedom to a lawyer. And that's a right. So
he was claiming that a right is something that someone must provide to you, which is what they would call a positive right, whereas natural rights are what are referred to as negative rights, meaning that no one has a legitimate right to take it from you.
But how do you defend one or the other? How do you defend that if you're a little old grandma in Massachusetts and you don't have a gun and you don't know anybody? And who's going to protect your freedom of speech if you live
That's the beauty. That's the beauty, though. The Constitution protects that. That's why they put them in there. They didn't put them in
the Constitution recognizes rights. It doesn't protect rights. You can hold up the Constitution all day long and say, Mr. Police officer, it says right here that you can't arrest and rape me.
Well,
and he will go ahead and do what he wants to.
If I were her neighbor, I would defend it. That would be a neighborly thing to do. The phrase that I've always liked has been, not so much because endowed by our Creator, you know, a lot of people don't believe in God or don't believe in a higher power, but part of the human condition, it is just who we are. That we possess these things.
Well, it would just seem natural that you would have the right to your own privacy. You would have the right to remain silent if you chose to. You have the right to carry an arm to protect yourself. All those things, they make sense. But somehow, some way, we are just granted those rights. We're not inalienable to them. So, anyway, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much for the call, Andy. And Conan, let's jump back into this article that we started the show with. I think we're now on number two five reasons. The first one was, I'm not an anarchist because rights.
Yes, natural or not natural, just rights in general are to be defended, and who's going to defend them if we don't have government doing it for us?
Things that somebody has to grant.
That's where I was going.
We have
rights. We need government to protect them for us.
And we need government to give us things.
Or we could say, if we have to have a government, it sure would be good if they at least protected our natural rights.
And didn't always try to reinterpret them and make them out to something that they aren't.
Right, but if we're looking at the smallest possible government, if that were where we had to end up being, then I would absolutely say that, okay, if you don't do anything else, protect rights.
Cool. And we are in this room a government, and any time that we make a decision, we have to get together and vote on it. And if we don't like the decision that was made, we can opt out. And so we have a voluntary government in this room.
And the person sitting in this chair is kind of the dictator.
Right. He can push buttons on or off, and yes. Or he can overtalk us with his incredibly loud voice.
Yes.
Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
What could be aired?
One wolf and two sheep, and, well, this wolf is a little bit bigger and stronger.
But I'm a black sheep. Does that make me a stronger caliber?
You're not as tasty.
A stronger caliber of sheep? All right, and the second, number two, had to deal with anarchist society unable to protect itself from foreign invasion. The Constitution laid out the means through which American society can protect itself if I band together with my neighbors to form a mutual defense pact, and we call that a constitution, it would necessarily have the same effect as government. If government is to exist, its number one job is to protect citizens' liberties, and after that, to protect their lives. Though a reasonable national defense that is not overly interventionist or burdensome on its taxpayers, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is that's exactly what it is. It is way imperialistic and burdensome on the taxpayers in its, going out to prevent future attacks on us from foreign invaders?
Yeah, they had this whole preemptive strike thing, and it reminds me of Ender's Game, to where they go and they've got the kid, I say kid, he's probably, you know, like
he was a kid, he was like 8 years old or something.
Okay, so yeah, he was a kid.
But he was like a super genius.
And they had this kid go out, and he thought that he was training, but he was actually winding up attacking this alien society.
Preemptively striking the enemy and taking it out.
We have to kill them before they have the chance to kill us. And that's really what American foreign policy is.
Well, to get to kind of the root of my problem with this whole story and this point in particular, it's like whenever he brings up a subject, then he instantly starts referring to it in terms of our current government, you know.
And why we have a
mutual defense pact, it has to be called a constitution, and therefore you formed a government. Well, it's like, no, if I work with my neighbor, that didn't form a government. That formed two people voluntarily working together. It's the whole point. And
so what you're saying
is a clickbaiting article. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what you're saying is if you and your neighbor work together, there's no social contract. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, LRN.FM on Skype.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls welcome on pretty much anything. The topic of the night started with started with Conan reading
some old clickbait.
Yeah, from a clickbaity website, the article is titled, Five Reasons I Am Not an Anarchist, and we're debunking those, and we'll get back in. I think we're about halfway through with that. And, well, the topic for about an hour shifted to discussion of Ian Freeman, who is the regular main host of this show, but Thursday is his night off, so he will be back tomorrow. So if you have questions for Ian or about Ian, might want to hold those until tomorrow. But like I said, we will take your calls about pretty much anything. 855-450-FREE. Now, if you need business cards, you can get those starting at $9.99 when you go to Vistaprint.com and enter code FTL at checkout. And you can get so much more at Vistaprint. You can get custom T-shirts, banners, trifolds, you can get the little thing, the palm card sort of things, and so much more. But you can get a really good deal on business cards. Again, 500 starting at $9.99. That's a 50% savings over their regular price. Use code FTL at checkout, Vistaprint.com, code FTL.
So to finish up this number two, what do anarchists do when it comes to foreign invaders? Citizens should absolutely be free to seek the means of self-defense and should not be prohibited from exercising those means vigorously to defend their own lives, liberty, and property. They should be free to join together for mutual protection, provided they do not infringe on the fundamental natural rights of other citizens in doing so. And I can't, so that sounds all right to me, but
you can't steal money from someone to defend yourself or to buy weapons to defend yourself. But
correct. If we are defending it, Chris, if you and I start up a militia,
God forbid,
mutual aid society,
to defend the taxpayer from coming into our town and taking money to Concord, which is the capital of New Hampshire, because we don't believe that the Concord has anything to do with, you know, our business. We could do so, and this guy agrees with that, and you know, I don't disagree, as long as we don't force little grandma down the road to give us money to donate to our system.
Well, and I think where he's going with this is he talks very much about foreign aggressors. So it's not that the horde of zombies is rolling up 12A towards my town. It's that Russia has decided to attack. Therefore, how could we possibly defend ourselves against it? Well, if we could actually buy the arms that we wish to buy, you know, I don't currently possess the means, but at some point I'd love to have you know, maybe an anti-aircraft missile, mm-hmm. Knock a drone out of the sky. That might come in handy sometime. Or maybe wealthier corporations would like to have their own more aggressive forms of defending their property.
Which aren't cheap.
Which are not cheap, but maybe they do have the means. And maybe mutual aid societies would form that could make an investment in a whole bunch of surplus tanks or whatever it happens to be. But right now, all those things are prohibited by government because we're... Despite the Second Amendment, you know, you're allowed to keep and bear arms that we think are not too dangerous for you to have.
Even though it's really all about protecting ourselves from governments, including our own.
You bet.
Who do have the money, because they steal it from the people, to arm themselves so that they can move into lesser countries that maybe might have some resources that they might want to, you know, collect on their own.
Or lesser counties.
Yeah, and they might not, and they wouldn't be able to do so without that those armaments.
You bet.
So as far as, you know, as far as defending ourselves, we wouldn't really have to if we were good neighbors.
That's true, and that's where a lot of these things go. You know, they're like, I'm with you guys, and it's like with a lot of people that looked at Ron Paul, said, I support him so much, but you know, I just can't get behind the whole non-interventionist thing because there's bad actors out there in the world and we're going to have to defend ourselves against them. Well, the part that took me the longest to wrap my head around was we have bad actors in the world for the most part because we've been a bad actor ourselves.
Currently.
If we were to change our foreign policy and if we weren't going around the world trying to expand our empire, then we would have fewer people hating us, and we would not have to spend as much money in quote-unquote defense.
But then you have these huge nations. You have Russia, you have China, and those are the people that those are who people. And it's either that or it's the wild cards. It's the North Korea or, you know, Iran,
which there is no defense against.
Right, but I mean, do they even have the weapons that they say that they have anyways?
Doesn't say that they have weapons. It's the U.S. government saying that the Iranian government has nuclear weapons.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going with that. Do these people actually have the weapons that they say? When North Korea is firing...
They're not saying they have them.
The U.S. is saying that they have them. So I am saying we need to fear the true bad apple actor, and that is our own government, which is just trying to sustain itself and get more money by scaring us and to give them more money so that they can get more armaments and more stupid airplanes that don't fly to go wage war with people that we should be friends with.
So this argument is exactly, to me, the argument of why anarchism does make sense. This is one of those areas where when you look at trying to put a minarchist spin on it or anything else, the argument simply falls apart.
It just perpetuates the problem and sends us further down when we should be just wrapping it up.
All right, so we'll get back into the other three items on this list, but to the phones, we've got Susan calling in from Florida. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Hi, I got called in for jury duty today.
Ooh,
congratulations.
I was pleased to see near the door two representatives from Informed Jury Association.
Where are you at in Florida, if you don't mind saying?
Pinellas County. That would be Tampa Bay.
Huh.
And there
okay,
were,
so that's great news.
Did you wind up actually getting selected for the jury, or you just went in for jury duty and then they said, thank you for showing up, have a good day?
I got selected.
here we go.
So here we go. Because I said two thumbs up to the fully informed jury representatives. I was selected to go to a courtroom. I get to the courtroom, and there were 30 of us sent to the courtroom. The judge told us that the laws are made by the legislature. This case is about the possession of drugs.
Ooh.
It's getting better and better.
I know, right?
I know, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is putting me in a bind. Because I'm just a 60-year-old lady. So he said the jurors are not to know of the punishment for the crime. And I'm thinking...
Correct,
which is typical. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it was a black judge and a black defendant. And then the judge said, is there anyone who would have a problem upholding the law? And I raised my hand.
Naughty, and, naughty.
You got kicked out, didn't you?
Because I was surprised that the judge did this. And this was one of the very first things he did is when we got to the courtroom. And I thought, well, maybe he's doing this because of the fully informed jury people. It's just their way of weeding out people that feel that they have a problem upholding the law.
It's definitely a possibility, but to me, I've always felt that I could answer that honestly and say, yes, I do, because what I believe the law to be is protecting people's natural rights and protecting the rights as a person. That, to me, is the law that is supreme and predates the Constitution and any law passed by man.
So, Susan, I'm guessing after you raised your hand, you were asked to leave.
No.
Hold your thought, and we will get the rest of the story and, of course, your calls. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is the toll-free call-in line. And, of course, we've got Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And we were talking to Susan from Florida, who got called in for jury duty. And the judge asked the question, well, first, as she was on her way into the courthouse, she passed by some FIJA activists passing out info about the Fully Informed Jury Association. She gets into the courthouse, gets called into a courtroom, and the judge asks the question, does anybody have a problem upholding the law? And you raised your hand to say that, yes, you would have a problem upholding the law. And then what happened?
Well, it gets pretty good. He asked to give an example, and I said, well, the marijuanas are a good example because the legislature's currently talking about legalizing marijuana. I just can't see going ahead with putting somebody in jail over that. But then he said, well, this case involves possession of cocaine. Do you have a problem with that? And I said, well, I may. I'd have to know more. But he still didn't get rid of me because then he asked the people in the room if they had any close friends or family members involved with illegal drugs. And about a third of the room had people.
I bet.
I couldn't believe it, because here I am, the person.
Everyone I know who does drugs.
Yeah, they all did drugs.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
So they even had us close our eyes and try to raise our hands with our eyes closed.
Right.
Justice is blind.
That's a standard tactic because they don't want everybody else knowing who is being disqualified for why.
Was amazing. I mean, there may be more raised because I had my eyes closed. They said they checked. And then, you know, then they asked, well, how many people don't mind talking about it? And like I said, about a third of the people there still got up and talked about it. I was amazed. They were doing prescription pills, heroin, cocaine, marijuana. And I kept thinking, how could these people put somebody in jail?
Right.
And then the the other thing I couldn't believe is
But you know what, Susan? Those same people do end up putting people in jail because they are taught that what they are doing is wrong.
Right.
Well, they're told what they're doing is wrong, and a lot of the people, they're like, well, you know, I'm responsible, but that guy, he got caught, so he must not be responsible.
My cousin is not responsible, and maybe he isn't. But
yeah.
Because we've been taught that, you know, it is bad, that we're hurting ourselves, and society has told me that I shouldn't hurt myself, even if it's, you know, victimless, and I want to do it, but it's still wrong, and that person deserves to go spend some time in jail to go, you know, learn his lesson.
So ultimately, were you selected for the jury on the case?
Well, we had a few breaks. And during one of the breaks, I walked down the hall to, like, where there was another courtroom. And in this courtroom, it was like drug court, but it was only for women. And it was like, it almost was like, okay, if you're a white woman, you go to the drug court and you get to go to rehab. But this was a black man. And he, you know, he's going to jail. I was like, I mean, that's what I saw. I mean, that's what I felt.
Right,
but,
right.
Well, who's going to take care of the kids? A black man is not going to take care of the kids, but a white or a black woman is perfectly capable of taking care of the kids.
I think the statistics on that would be pretty revealing. Yeah. We don't have to speculate.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is just awful. So eventually they called the 7 people, and I was not one of the people called.
So only a 7-person jury? Or I guess 6 plus an alternate?
6 plus an alternate. That was it. And they had to be unanimous. But I was not one of the 6.
I'll tell you, I really appreciate you doing your best. It sounds like you did your best to get on a jury. And I know a lot of people do nothing but try to figure out how to get out of jury duty. But that is such an important position for people to try to get on. And this is one of those areas, it sounds meaningless, but you can make a difference
especially,
in somebody's life.
Especially when it comes to drugs.
I mean, this
can really ruin someone's entire life, you know, going away just for a couple of years. I mean, he can really ruin his life just because of he was just trying to relax. And
not just his, but his family's,
yep.
His loved ones,
right.
His people around him. I mean, that's the real crime, and that's where there are lots and lots of victims. Not like the victimless crime that probably got him there in the first place.
So what we need to learn from this, Susan, is that we need to get by the feeling that you're lying when you're asked if you could put away someone according to the law. What would you say earlier, Chris, about what do you need to wrap your mind around the idea of?
Wrap your mind around what is the law? Is the law what is written by man, or is what is part of the human condition?
The law is what I give you, is what the judge will say.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I look inside instead of to him for answers.
One other thing they asked is about my bumper stickers and what radio I listen to or podcast.
Hold on. So what bumper stickers do you have, and what subversive radio shows do you listen to other than Free Talk Live?
Well, I said I listen to libertarian podcasts.
Oh, you did it again.
I have a Ron Paul 2012 bumper sticker on my car.
Yep. That'll get you.
Killed me.
So what ultimately happened? Did the guy's trial happen today? Did you sit in on that? What happened?
It happened today. It was either going to finish today or tomorrow, and I was excused. And by then, well, I was hungry because we went past lunch, and I went home.
Understandable. Thank you so much for the call, because it's always interesting to hear people's jury duty stories, because you don't necessarily hear that a lot, because people try to find ways to get out of jury duty, or they're known libertarians, so they never get called for jury duty.
I just don't get them. I got called one time when I was like 17, 18, and I haven't been called since. They got my ticket a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Let's jump back into
let's jump.
This article that we began the show with.
Yeah, this probably wasn't the best of articles to debunk on this evening because there's so many breaks and I it might be a little confusing breaking in and out, but
that's fine.
The whole concept is five reasons that I am not an anarchist, written by a libertarian, a supposed libertarian who is trying to be as libertarian as possible.
All right, so let's do this. Instead of delving into these last three items in depth, give me the headlines.
I'll just read the headlines, and that might be good enough for us. All right, number three. Anarchy means the non-aggression principle is optional.
No.
Oh, well, no, it does. Being a libertarian,
I think
that is the core belief, the core concept of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle. I will not do harm unless it is in self-defense to protect my rights.
And having a government means that you know somebody isn't going to be abiding by the non-aggression principle.
Number one of this list, right there in the very beginning, broke the non-aggression principle by enforcing by defending government in order to defend some rights that someone on paper said that I needed to have.
Right.
So no, but I think this person is going into the whole definition of anarchy. People running around in the streets with mohawks and throwing Molotov cocktails through your windows and stealing from you. And, oh, you got chicken eggs. I'm taking your eggs because I'm more powerful than you.
And that happens today.
Yes.
Right. And if you look at this particular one, or if you get into the second paragraph, quote, in an anarchist state, no one is responsible for defending life, liberty, or property unless they are paid to do so.
No, you're responsible for your own defense of life, liberty, and property.
But then you are a cold-hearted libertarian who only feels and defends himself, and little old grandma down the street could go rot for all you care, Daryl. Right?
When we get back, I want to talk about how I agree with this one, too.
Okay. Are you also going to agree that the non-aggression principle needs to be stricken from the thoughts of libertarians?
We'll talk about it.
855 450 free. What do you think? Should we do away with the principle of non-aggression? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.